When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's hard to imagine you could go through something as public and dramatic as this and not come out the other side and be changed.
If we hope to survive in this digital age, we have to think critically about the messages we consume. Sometimes we just have to ask, what the media? I'm Megan Lynch, virtual consumer editor at KMOX Radio. I'm joined by author and media literacy expert Julie Smith. In this episode,
it's testing what I think most people took to be the assumption and the norm.
Tweet and retweet, the ongoing very public thread over ownership of Twitter. It's been a deal for a social media platform that's played out on the platform itself, Elon Musk and Twitter. Joining us to talk about business deals in the days of social media is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'll talk about a bad romance. Have you ever seen... another deal unfold like this one has on social media?
Unfold on social media? No. There was a deal, you may recall, a few years ago when President Trump tried to force TikTok to be sold. And that was a pretty wild time. And I thought at the time that was the craziest business deal that I'd ever covered. But I think this has surpassed that pretty quickly. And to see the way that it's unfolded on Twitter, right, and seeing how Elon Musk's tweets are actually being used in a lawsuit against him, it's just been super unique and definitely something that I've never seen happen before, at least certainly not at this pace.
Could it be argued that Elon Musk has damaged the value of Twitter? Or would Twitter execs eventually have seen a decline in the value of that platform?
I think both of those things can be true, but I do think that he's had a negative impact on the company's value. And I mean, he has over 100 million followers. He's obviously very influential and popular, and he's spent months publicly questioning Twitter's financial metrics, its user growth metrics, the quality and the skill of its executive team. So, you know, it's hard for someone with that much clout, that much influence to come out and say all the things that he said and pretend as if that's not going to have, you know, an impact on a company's value, right? I think he's definitely hurt the value of Twitter.
Can you walk us through how important or how significant it was their disconnect between how many fake accounts Twitter claimed they had and how many fake accounts Musk thought they had and why that makes a difference?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a very important issue, right? Because he's using this as sort of the basis for his entire reason for trying to walk away from the deal. So in terms of the importance of it, it's huge. Why it matters, of course, is most of these companies are valued based on you know, the potential business opportunity they present, right? And in Twitter's case, and in all advertising-based businesses, the value there is derived by, like, how many people you can reach. And a bot is not, you know, going to be the same value as a real human being because that bot isn't going to actually buy anything. And so, you know, there's an argument that if the number of bots on Twitter is much higher than Twitter claims, well, then the total audience is therefore much smaller and it's not as valuable as an advertising platform. And so that really is the basis for this entire debate, is Elon is claiming that, you know, he bought something thinking that it had a much larger audience than it actually does. He hasn't offered any evidence to prove that yet, but that's his claim.
Educate us here. When it comes to this issue of maybe information requests like this or release of information in a typical business deal of this magnitude, I mean, would that be something that someone could ask for? You know, it's just happened so publicly in this case.
Yeah. So yes and no. I think he's certainly, you know, allowed to ask for this. And I think that the deal stipulates that Twitter is required to hand over, you know, any information that's deemed necessary to close the deal. I think where the issue has come up is that they disagree on whether or not this is needed. And so in Elon's case, he's saying, listen, I need this information, and I don't, and he's saying that he doesn't trust the math that Twitter's been doing all along. Twitter, meanwhile, says we've been sharing this number publicly for years now. What more is there to see? And they're really not, you know, willing to hand over things that would be needed to kind of fact check their math because of what they claim as privacy reasons. So, for example, in order to determine if an account is actually a human being, you can't just look at the tweets because those aren't always indicative. You might need to check, like, the IP address of that user. You might need to check their email or their phone number. Like, are they actually logging in at what would be considered, you know, normal human cadence? And that's kind of information Twitter says is private and poses a privacy issue if they were to share it with Elon Musk, so they're not. And that's making it difficult for him to check Twitter's math on the bot issue.
So when we look at Twitter, regardless of what happens with the Musk purchase, is this going to change Twitter, do you think, just because of the issues that have been brought up and the way this has been handled?
It's hard to imagine you could go through something as public and dramatic as this and not come out the other side and be changed, right? If only even because the employees are going to think about things differently, executives are going to think about things differently. So I do think that, you know, it'd be unrealistic to assume that Twitter's just going to be the exact same company it was 4 months ago, especially if a deal like this falls through. Now, exactly how that's going to change, I don't think we can really say, because I think it depends, again, on who's in charge and what the priorities are. But I think it's safe to assume that, you know, even just from a cultural standpoint, I'm not sure that a company can go through something like this and not have some kind of, you know, noticeable impact.
We've seen research that only 2 out of 5 Americans are actually on Twitter. Is Twitter that big of a deal?
From a size standpoint, it's much smaller than Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. It doesn't have the same size user base that a lot of these other platforms do. Well, I think Twitter is not just a big deal, but a huge deal is the cultural impact, right? I mean, there's very few services out there that really influence everything that's happening in the world, from news to politics to sports. And I think Twitter is one of those. And I think, you know, the fact that the president of the United States used it daily for 4 years and created all kinds of issues socially and politically on the service for his entire presidency is just right there an example of how important this service is to kind of the broader culture, even if the user base might not be as big as some of its rivals.
How could this impact future deals in the tech industry? I could see it going either way. Either people will clamp down on this kind of deal making, you know, in the social media sphere, or people will use it as a way to really get what they want by going on social media.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on the outcome here. If a Delaware court essentially lets Elon Musk walk away from this deal, I think it could pose a real big issue for these types of acquisitions moving forward, because it essentially means that a buyer who comes to an agreement to buy a company can either get cold feet, or the market can turn or whatever, and they can get out of it, right? And so maybe that will mean that companies are going to be more aggressive because they know that, you know, if things turn for the worse, they'll have an out. If the court forces Elon to buy this deal, maybe it does the opposite, right? Maybe that forces people to be even more particular about the deals that they get into because they know that those agreements are pretty ironclad. And, you know, that's kind of been how I think people assume these things work for years. So this is a bit of an outlier. It's testing what I think most people took to be the assumption and the norm. So it'll be interesting to see how a court weighs on this, because depending on the outcome, I think that'll determine which way the industry moves.
If the sale does go through, do you have any predictions of how Musk could or might want to change Twitter's terms of service?
I do think that he, as he said publicly, he wants to make it much more open in the sense of, like, unless you're breaking the law, I think he believes that everything should be fair game, right? And so right now there's a whole bunch of rules at Twitter that are not technically against the law, but would be the kinds of things that, you know, most people probably wouldn't want to engage with, right? If you're at a restaurant, you wouldn't want someone standing up and yelling racist things or sexist things, right? And so there's rules about kind of being in that space, and that's what Twitter has created. And so those are the types of things that he has at least hinted at getting rid of, and basically making it a very black and white situation. If it's against the law, it's against the rules. And if it's not against the law, it's fair game. And so it's hard to say until he takes over exactly what that's going to, you know, look like. But I get the sense that it'll be kind of the existing rule book will kind of be thrown out the window, and we'll be kind of going with more of that type of delineation between those two things.
I think it's so interesting because Twitter's current terms of service say that we are not to use any hurtful or harmful language, which seems so hilarious to me because so much of Twitter is that as it stands right now.
I was going to say, you've never seen hurtful or harmful things on Twitter, right?
So. Well, Kurt, thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us to offer these insights.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. I'm Megan Lynch with Julie Smith. What the Media is produced by Odyssey St. Louis from the studios of KMOX Radio. Our executive producer is Beth Coughlin. We invite you to visit KMOX.com for more on our media literacy project.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented.
That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com. Code TRYELLO20.
Time to go back to school with Famous Footwear.
Why does it always sneak up on us?
It's like when your kid tells you about a bake sale the night before.
Then it's store-bought all the way.
Stores are the best.
Like Famous, with 800 stores, they're always nearby with shoes from the best brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and more.
Right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. And shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply.